Okay. Okay, Orgadel Yahu, page 98, number Dalin. These are the Kute Diburim.
Page 98.
Page 98. All right, these are the Kute Diburim on Yom Kippur. So here we go. Ready, let's do this strong, the Siyat Hashmai, as we prepare. We're holding by Hey Adar, which means that we have 10 days till Purim, and if you live in Chutz Laaretz, 9 days till Purim, 8 days till Megillah, Tainis Esther, even less than a week till Parshas Zachar. Here we go. Page 98. The Gemara Megillah, it says in the Gemara Megillah, Laihudim Haisa Ora V'Simcha V'Sasim Yikar. Right, we all know that. Hey, Laihudim Haisa Ora, which is light, Simcha, right, which is happiness, Sason is joy, and Yakar is like preciousness. Yeah? Amr of Yehuda, Ora Zutora. It says, when it says Ora, it says, what's Ora talking about? That their or, their light, was Torah. The Chenhu Omer, like it says in Mishlei, the Pasuk says, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So you see that what that Torah is compared to Or. Yeah? Simcha Ze Yomtiv. And when it says Simcha, what was it talking about? Simcha was talking about Yomtiv and Shabbos. That the Simcha of a Jew was Yomtiv and Shabbos. Sason, joy. Zu Mila. That was talking about Mila. The Yakar
means happiness and joy.
They're very similar, but that's. See, there are a lot of words. You see this in Yiddishkeit a lot. Look how many words there are for Simcha, yeah? Simcha, there's Simcha, there's Sason, there's Chedva, right? Gila, Rina, Ditsa, the Chedva, right? All these different words of Simcha, right? Sason is Chimcha, Sason, yeah, all that.
Sason is what?
Sason is joy.
No, Sason, he says, what is it?
Is Mila, and Yakar is Tefillin, right? The Gemara says this is what they were talking about. So Medayik, Simcha is Yom Tov and Shabbos. Sason is Mila, yeah. And Yakar is Tefillin. Okay, so listen to this. Listen to this fast emes. Umedayek has fast emes. Lama lo kasev v'feirish. Why wouldn't it just say straight out? Laihudim haisa Torah Yom Tov Mila and Tefillin. It's a good question, no?
Sound good.
Right? Exactly. It doesn't sound good because we don't know like that. But the Maisa, it could have just said that. I mean, he was making a whole drush on it. But why couldn't you just say straight out? Laihudim haisa Torah. Simcha. So let's see. Listen. Let's let him answer. Yeah. Rak shenichtav hakol b'derech remez, all written in a way of hinting. Rak beir hadavar hu ki gam b'galus hayalehem Torah. Is that the explanation? Is that even in Galus they had Torah? Ella shekol zman sheyutach zamalek. As long as we were under the rulership, right, of Amalek, being attacked by Amalek, haya kisoy ve'otein. There was like a covering and a shutting. Sheloyar Gishu as a or b'Torah. Is that what? As long as Amalek's around, we don't feel the or in Torah. Right? We don't feel that greatness of Torah. Kimosh Kasav, like it says about Amalek, Ki Yad al Kes Ka. Right? That Amalek covers up the Kisei of Hashem and the Shem of Hashem. She Amalek Mastir la Kol Davar Shebekedusha. That basically what Amalek does is that what their Indian is that they cover up. Yeah? They cover up anything that has to do with Kedusha. Liman Sheloyar Gishu Mesikus. So that their whole talk is that what? So that you don't feel the sweetness and the joy and the simcha of Avodas Hashem. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ukshe gavru al Amalek. But when we were misgaber over Amalek, when we took over Amalek, as hirgishu ha'or sheish b'Torah. What happened? From that we felt and we got back that or of Torah. That when we were learning Torah, it didn't just feel like I'm learning a chachma. It didn't just feel like I'm learning like a textbook. I felt or in it. I felt kedusha in it. Vizu hakavana b'darshas chazal, and this is what it means when it says laihudim haisa ora. What does it mean laihudim haisa ora? Sheher gishu haner mitzvah toror, that we felt the or, that when you said or, I said oh Torah, right? I knew that one with or, one with kedusha was Torah. Ukimokein begalus, so too in galus hayachaselehem hargashas asimcha b'shabasos yom tovim. That in galus, right? You feel yomtiv is just a burden on me. And you feel that Shabbos, oh, it's 24 hours that I can't look at my phone. 24 hours I can't watch highlights. Right? It's just a burden. Shelo hayu margishim ha'ashrinu matov chalkenu. Right? They didn't feel the ma'ashrinu matov chalkenu shezachin l'skarav l'rabbeinu, right? They didn't feel the sweetness of being a Yid.
Right.
Exactly. V'sheyesh b'yom tov b'chira miyuchedes shelata b'chartan mikal amim. And we didn't feel like we say every Yom Tov. What do we say? Let me hear. Very good. Yeah? We didn't feel that. We didn't feel the atabachatanu. Right? We didn't feel. Yay! Right? We didn't feel the atabachatanu. We didn't feel that, oh, we're the chosen people. When we got out of the hands of Amalek, like this week's parsha, Parsha Zachor, here Gishu Hasimcha Sheish B'Yom Tovim. We again felt the Simcha in the Yom Tovim and the Simcha in the Shabbosos, right? Here Gishu B'Nafsham Hashreinu Ma Tov Chalkenu, and we felt again that what Ashreinu, praiseworthy. How great is my chelek? How great is my part that I have in this? Right? That's the inyan of getting out of Amalek. The whole inyan of Amalek is that they cover things up. I mean that what it's there, but what they do is they make you see, but look, there's nothing here. Right? It's like, look, you see this eraser right now? Oh, you see the eraser, yeah? You see it now?
No.
So that's what Amalek does. Very good, Avi.
Right?
That's what? What? Amalek. Right, they cover it up. That what? That you could see, like, someone's so excited to have a Givaldic Shabbos. Right? And all of a sudden, they're like, wait, why? Shabbos is so boring. Right? I mean, like, how many people do you, so many people here, yeah? You say, oh, we're going to do Shal Shinnis. Baruch Hashem, you guys have never said this to me. It's just that you guys haven't been around. Right? But someone will say, I can't do it so long. Why would I, how could I go so long with it? If only you knew how sweet this time was, that all your parnasa, all your kedusha, all your success comes from Shabbos, you never want to leave it. Right? But how many people run to get out of Shabbos? Why? Because Amali covers how sweet it is. Right?
Even now. Just Jews?
Yeah. Even more so now. Amalek's so strong to us. Like, we know from the Zohar, that who's Amalek today, Chevra?
The
Yitzhara. That's what the Zohar says, the Yitzhara. Okay, Vaiter. Yeah, two more paragraphs. Here we go. So far we covered what? Like, Yisama, Haisa, Ora. What was Ora?
Ora,
and Simcha?
Yom-tura.
Very good. So, Sason. What's Sason?
Mila.
Good. Sason, Zumila. Okay? Interesting, because what was the place, what was the capital of Ahasuerus is Shushan. So if you mix up the letter Sason, what do you get?
Shushan.
Right? Interesting to think about what that has to do with Mila. A lot has to do with that. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro. Here we go, right? Sason Zu Mila. Ukimosh Amar David HaMelech Lav HaShalom, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Sas Anochi Alim Rasecha Kimotzei Shalal Rav. He says, joyous am I, right? I'm so joyous, I'm so pumped up. Al Imrasecha, on your words that you say, Kimotzei Shalal Rav, like a person who found a great treasure, right? Shalal Rav, Shalal means treasure, yeah? So again, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, right? The Pasuk says in Kuf Yud Tes, Sas Anochi Alim Rasecha, that I'm so joyous on your words, which is what? Divrei Torah, Kimotzei Shalal Rav. Like, just as a person, imagine you're walking the street and you find $1 million. Right? You'd start dancing from it. Yeah? You'd go crazy over it. So David HaMelech says, that's what I find learning one word of Tanakh. Learning one line of Gemara. That's how fired up I am. Right? V'kai al mitzvah mila. So what was this talking about? So he says that this was talking about al imrasecha, the sus, the joyous was what? That's like my kedusha sabris. Okay? Sheba'es Shaya David HaMelech, this is actually cool. The Gemara Menachos says this. Sheba'es Shaya David HaMelech B'merchatz. When David HaMelech was in the bathhouse, going to the mikvah, V'ra atzmo arum, mikol mitzos. He said that what? I don't have any mitzos with me right now, right? I'm not learning, I'm not davening. You can't do that in the bathroom, right? So he said, I don't have any mitzos.
Do they have like sperm to learn?
Yeah, of course they did. That time David HaMelech was already after Matan Torah, of course.
No, besides the Torah.
Sheba'es Shaya David Bar Merchatz. They learned everything. They didn't need it. They were the ones making it. Sheba'es Shaya. Not yet, but they had Torah Shabbat. That's a lot to do with anyway. They came before the Gemara stuff. They understood everything there. We'll do questions. Let's do questions at the end. We only have a little short time, okay? Sheba'es Shaya David Ben Merchatz. When you were doing that, that's Ra Atzma Aram Mikol Mitzvah. Said, I don't have any mitzvahs on me right now. Ad Shenizkar Mitzvah Mila. But realized that Vinisiyash Vodaito. But he realized that what? Oh, I have Mitzvah Bris Mila. He says, what? That's the one mitzvah you always have with you. That you always have Bris Mila with you. Which is the first mitzvah you got. Well, you first have Shabbos, but you're not a Yid yet. But it's the first mitzvah you have. And David Melech, so what happened? That after finding that, he was always besimcha. There was what? I'm never empty for mitzvahs. Why? Because there's always one mitzvah you have with you. What is that? It's Bris Mila. Ki sasa nikra simcha yisera. So Rafi is asking for, what's the difference between simcha and sasa? So you have simcha, and then he's saying here, that sason is is an even higher level of simcha. Okay?
Why is this called sasim or called simcha? Why are you saying?
Because there's different parts of it. It's all different.
How?
It just is. It's just different, right? Imagine you have a person who makes chicken, yeah? And you make one sesame chicken and you make one honey chicken. It's both chicken. But they're different. So to hear, there's different flavors of it. You know, it's actually cool. It's actually I said something very cool. Yeah, in Eskimo, yeah. If you see when there's white stuff falling from Shemayim, what's that called?
Snow.
So is there another word for snow? No, it's all in English. There's one word for snow, right? There's nothing else. In for Eskimos, you know how many lishonos they have of snow? They have six different ways to fix that for snow. They have this type of snow. Why? Because their whole mitzias, exactly. I mean, the whole mitzias of what they do is everything's just about snow, right? They live off snow, right? They have to know what type of snow this is, so I could right? So Sfarim say, I've heard this from different Reim, is that they because their whole mitzias is snow, therefore they have so many different lishonos of it. So to imply, so you have sason, simcha. Right? What else do you have? Gilu, Rina, Ditsa, Vechedva, Avadach, Shalom, Reyes, all the Shonos of Simcha. So why? Because that's in the Tzias of a Yid. It's Simcha. We have so many different Lishonos. Why? It's all Simcha. No, it's all because there's so many different types to it. Right? Because this is this type of Simcha, this is this type of Simcha. Right? You see the Matzias, the essence of a Jew is Simcha. Yeah? Kisaso Nikar Simcha Yisera. Ukimoshe Motse Shalal Rab Vasachas. Shemotzi Shalal Rab Vasachas. Sheish Lo Simcha Gidola. Right? Imagine if a person found a treasure at one time, what happens? You'd have an unbelievable Simcha. Ki mitzvas mila hi Bahabachina Shev Pam Achas Nisala Lav Gidola. Right? What happens? That mitzvas mila, all of a sudden you have mitzvah mila for 1 second, boom, it gives you such a Simcha. Shenishtana Gufo mi Guf Shal Goyla Guf Kadr Shal Yisrael. So what do you see? Right? How long does the process of giving bris milah take?
2 seconds.
In those 2 seconds, you come from having the guf of a goy to having the guf of a Jew. Boom! Unbelievable simcha. Right? That's why right after, for example, my son's bris is here, right? Right after bris, we had a whole dancing for 10 minutes. Why was givaldik, no? Why? Because just for a mitzvah milah? Yeah, for a mitzvah milah. Why? Because that's a shalal rav. Now it's a yid. Right? That's what sason is. Okay? Ukishmoshim Farish Haravakadosh, Rav Mordechai Yosef Meishbitza, the Meishiluach, Marsh Darshu Chazal, Davar Tziva Le'eleftor. Right? It says Davar Tziva, that something was commanded Le'eleftor for 1,000 generations. What's this? Al Mitzvah Mila. Why? Shaya Tzarich Eleftoros Shelavoda, La'agia Lahach Madrega, Shenesale Bo Adam Mitzvah Mila. He's why? Because to understand the greatness of the Mitzvah Mila, it takes 1,000 generations. That's how great the Mitzvah Mila is. Right? It's so givaldic. Vzehu, I think, because how long was it? How many generations was it until Avram Vinu came? I think it was 960 generations, right? Until Avram Vinu. So that's almost 1,000 generations. So you see, all of a sudden, but it took, once Avram Vinu, he was the first one to get a Mila. Right? It took 1,000 years for the first person. Why? Because to understand, to get to that high madrig of Mila.
1,000 years, a lot more than 1,000 years.
A lot more, right? A long time.
That's a generation.
Vzehu ha-shalal rav.
A lot more than 1,000 years.
And this is what the shalal rav. Yeah, everyone here? Right? Listen, this is what the Shalal Rav is. Shebo be'es mitzvahs mila. That comes at the time you get a verse mila. V'lachei nikra b'shem sasan. That's why mila is referred to as sasan. U'be'es shenegalu hergishu asasan mila. And at the time that we defeated Amalek, what happens? We felt how great it was to have Kedusha's Abris. So what's so good? What's sasan, Chevra? Sasan is an unbelievable simcha. It's like a high level of simcha. And that's Kedusha's Abris. Meaning what? We don't realize how great Kedusha's Abris is. Right, Kedusha Bris, the fact that you have a Bris Mila. But not even that. Bris Mila, what does a Bris mean?
A covenant.
So what does a covenant mean?
Like a promise, a partnership between two people.
Exactly. So that's what a Bris Mila means also. That in a partnership, it's not just that you made the deal and now you go behind that person's back. What Bris Mila represents that I'm always committed to Hashem for the rest of my life. Right, imagine at a wedding. At a wedding, you're making a bris with your wife. You're making a partnership, yeah? So imagine if you say to your wife, you know what? It's so givaldic, but I just want to try out like another girl tomorrow night, just to see, and then come back, right? So what's going to happen to your marriage? You violated the bris. That's how it works with Hashem also. Well, when a person says, you know what, Hashem, I'm not feeling your mitzvahs right now. Not for me. Shomer Negiah, not for me. Shmiras Bris, not for me. Shmiras Anayim, not for me. I'm not really feeling benching right now. I don't want to put on my tefillin today. You violated the bris. Right, so that's what it means. But the greatest sason is what? When I have shalom bayis. Right? When I'm committed to my wife. When I'm committed to my partner. To the borei olam. To a friend. To my chavrusa. The what? That's the greatest sason. That's the bris. Right? And that's why that's such a high madriga. And that's what Bris Mila represents. But a Malik, what they do is they make you think, what's so great about being connected to Hashem? You think Hashem cares about you? This is what they tell you. Why do you have to be committed to the Bris? You didn't. You were only 8 days old. You didn't even decide to do it on your own. Come on. It doesn't mean anything to you. Right, but the whole Indian of defeating a Malik is what? That Bris Mila, making that connection to Hashem, making that covenant to Hashem, comes back and we feel the sweetness in it. We feel the great sustenance of it. Okay? So far we covered what? We covered Laihut Maisa. Ora is what? Ora is Torah. Good. Simcha is? Yom Tov Shabbos. Good. Sason is? So what's the last one?
Yakar
is Tefillin. Good. So the Yakar, Elu Tefillin. Okay, so Yakar is Tefillin. V'cheinu Omer, Ure'u Kolamei Aretz, and all the Goyim of the world, all the nations of the world will see, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, V'yiru Mimcha. That they're going to see that the name of Hashem is called upon you, and they're going to have fear from you. So what's that talking about? V'tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Hagadol, Omer, Eilu Tefillin Shabrosh. That's Tefillin Shabrosh. So what? That you're wearing the tefillin on your head, and the whole world sees that what? Hashem's a part of you, and what? They're going to fear you. Okay? V'chein Miram is about to rim. Ki Arashay Tevos Shel, Shem Hashem, Nikra, who? So Shem, again, the word Shem Hashem Nikra. What are the first letters of Shem? Is Shin, Hashem. Yud Kei Vavke. Is Yud. And Nikra is? What does it spell? Shin Yun Nun? Shin, right. Where do you see that letter Shin come up?
Here.
On what? On your tefillin, right? You have two shins. You have one with three, one with four, right? Also, it corresponds. Yeah, let me ask you guys, what do those three and four correspond to? Good. What else? How many avos did we have?
Four, three, and four.
And how many emails do we have?
Four.
So some say that's what shins correspond to. Let's see. Yeah. Vazem Ram is a shin shel tefillin. Shem, Hashem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Nikra. So Rosh Tevos is shin yunun, shin. Vazem Ram is a shin shel tefillin. Utfillin mashpim yiral umas olam. What happens with tefillin? What tefillin brings a certain sense of yira onto the goyim, right? Ukimosh, Perush, Harava Kadosh, Reb Shimon, Shalom, Me Amshinov, right? Like the Amshinov Aruf says, Ki V'yiru Mimcha. So what does it mean when it says V'yiru Mimcha? Hakavana, Shiyomadu Mimcha, Yira. So what, if I ask you, what does it mean, Yiru Mimcha? You'll translate that they're going to fear you. Right? They're going to fear you. But he says, no, you have to read like this. V'yiru Mimcha, Kavana, Shiyomadu Mimcha, Yira. That they're going to learn from you, Yira. Mean the amshin of a rav that the goyim are going to learn from us yira. Meaning what? Ube'esha b'nei Yisrael heim b'rom hamala. When Klal Yisrael is at their highest madriga, meaning what? What's a high madriga for Klal Yisrael? When we're learning, right? When we're davening strongly, when we're in Eretz Yisrael, when we're doing mitzvahs, doing tefillah, achdus, right? When we're getting haircuts, my man, right? They'll learn from you how to fear. Exactly. They learn out midos from Klal Yisrael, like we were talking about before, that what we're in Or L'Goyim, right? When we're doing our thing, they learn from us, right? The only reason why the Goyim attack us today, we just think, oh, it's because they're our enemies. It's also because Al Pipnim is, because what? Because they don't see us to be anything special. If we were doing our thing, they'd realize, oh, what a nation. But they don't. It's because we don't know it.
They'd be so impressed that we're serving Hashem.
Well, that's what they say here. That's what the Torah says. We're called an Or L'Goyim. L'maisa, and that's a real thing. It's just that we have no idea what that is. Why? Because we try being so much more like the Goyim, right? So therefore, what? So that you ever realize this? This is how it works. Whenever we try to impress the Goyim, for example, in Mitzrayim, right? What happened? We became so involved in the society. So you would think we would be so involved with them, everything would be good. What happened?
They made us slaves.
In Germany, right? All over. In America today, right? Think of that. How many people don't even realize that, right? V'zehu anikra yakar, and that's called yakar. Aval kishibnei Yisrael heim begalus. What galus also means galus hadas. As eno any nikar hayakar b'tfilin. That what happens? We don't see the greatness of our tefillin. I mean, what tefillin represents being an Or L'Goyim, spreading Or onto the goyim, showing how great Klal Yisrael is. But it hasn't been a galus, we don't realize that. So we don't care about tefillin. We don't realize how special tefillin are. Ube'eshin egalu, but when we see we have gula from a malek, matzinu kasuv, ki nafal pachar ha-yehudim aleim. In the Megillah it says, what happens? That the pachar of Klal Yisrael fell upon all the goyim. Upeirsh harama, b'sifro machir hayayin, shenafal aleim pachar yehudi. that what happened? It fell upon them, the inyan, the greatness of a yid, right? A yiddish pachad. That's what he writes. A yiddish pachad. During the time of the Megillah, right? When Klai Yisrael, when we beat Amalek, right? Shebau lidei yiras Hashem. Everyone came to yiras Hashem. V'achar mechias Amalek. After erasing Amalek, nisgala hayakar shel tefillin. What happens after erasing Amalek? The yakar of tefillin is the preciousness of Klai Yisrael is revealed. V'hayiru mimcha. Shebo me'ashem Hashem nikra alecha sheish mitzvah tefillin. It's because the Shem Hashem is called upon us, and that's what they see, and boom, all the greatness of Klai Yisrael comes out. Yeah, I'll tell you something cool even. Yeah, what does it say about Amalek? It says Asher blink, but there karcha v'derek. Right. So Rashi points out there karcha is lashon of carry. Carry, right? Car also carry represents the what? The things are just still. Right, happenstance. Things are just still. Right, so their whole nikuda is that Amalek has to put carry upon us. Yeah, carry upon us. That what laziness, nothing's exciting, right? If you mix around the words carry, what do you get?
Rake.
Yakar. Right, yakar. Rake is good also. No, you know, you're right. The rake, they make everything empty. Very good. Right? No, that's true also.
Always trying to guess the word. Everyone always gets it wrong the first time.
Yeah. Right? But the nikuda is that what? So you mix around carry, what do we say? It's yakar. Because their whole thing is that they take carry, and what happens? We have to reveal it as yakar. Right? What we have yakar, they turn it into carry. The whole nekuda of Purim is that what they take as carry, we turn that into yakar. To realize how precious the yid is. So what do you say before? Like, hu temaisa, ora is, simcha is, and yamtiv. Sason, mila, and yakar. Tefillin. So now to answer the question, the Sasemis, remember he asked before, why doesn't it just say, like, Yehudim Aysa, Torah, Simcha and Shabbos, Mila and Tefillin, right? So that, you know what the answer is? The answer is the following. The answer is that why? Because we got our shkafas back on Purim. Is that when you said Or, there's no question, I knew that as Torah. When you said Simcha, I knew Shabbos and Simcha, Shabbos and Yantav go together, right? When you said Sason, I knew that to be Bris Mila. When you said Yakar, I knew that to be Tefillin. So the whole one of the biggest things of the Geula Purim is that we got our shkafas back. That Amalek tries to cover everything up. But the whole Nikuda of Purim, it's a revelation of everything that Amalek's hiding from us. It represents also, it goes like this, is that sometimes we think that things aren't in us, that it's not part of me to be a holy Jew. It's not within me to be someone who's Shomer Negiah. It's not within me to be someone who learns 5 hours straight. Right? It is in you, but Amalek covers that up. So that's why, what do we read on Purim?
Esther.
Megillah's Esther, right? So the Kiddush Levi says the Megillah's Esther represents, Megillah is the same letters as what? As Megale, right? It's being Megale what's Hester, right? It reveals what's hidden in you, right? That's the Nekuda of Purim. It reveals all your kochos that you think you don't have. On Purim, they're revealed. Why? Because Amalek is the one who shuts them out. But Purim says, no, you have them. Now bring them out. So, chaver, we should be zochet to have a big time geula on Purim, big time geula as we do achana for Purim, v'siyata d'shmaya, s'chasal tzaddikim, la'ihudim ha'isa ora, zutora, simcha, shabbos niyantif, sasson mila, yakar tefillin. We should feel that. We should feel that all these things are so precious to us, v'siyata d'shmaya.